Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, most people are doing rebroadcasts, including Fox and folks. Not us. We're here live on New Year's Day 2014. Anthony Gucciardi with us, another 20 minutes at least. Let's get to Shauna in Kentucky. You want to talk about the zombie state and getting people out of the zombie state. Thanks for calling in today.
Alex and Anthony, you guys are amazing. I have my daughter here, and we're calling her Petunia. She wants to say hi to Alex, so you want her to say hi real quick?
Sure. Hi. Are you having a good New Year?
Hi, Alex Jones.
Hey, how are you doing? How old are you?
I am 7 years old.
Wow. So what do you think about what's going on in the world?
Well, basically, I think that, I say something 5 days before Christmas that was really scary.
Really? What was that?
What happened was is that these two social workers showed up at our house and they wanted to come into our house, and I think we already had a court order that no one else should come in our house after the inspection, and the social workers, I don't know what basically happened, but the court order, but they broke a lot of laws.
They came in your house without a court order?
Yeah, they came into our house.
What did they look like? Did they look like hippopotamuses?
No, Alex Jones. But what they said to my mom is that you care about more than your constitutional rights than your daughter.
Oh, really? Really? What did this? Anything else you'd like to add? And I'd like to talk to your mom about what happened.
Well, she wanted to interview me privately, and my mom said, okay, you can interview my daughter, me, but I'll be standing right there in the kitchen door with the sheriff.
Yeah, they do that so they can make stuff up later. They've got a quota of children to grab. I'm going to go back to you in a moment. This is an incredible phone call. Hand the phone to your mommy. Ma'am, what happened to you? Did a neighbor see your child playing in the backyard? Because most neighbors think it's wrong. They call them usually when your kid plays in the backyard. That's evil. But tell me, why did the child kidnappers come?
Okay, I'm going to tell you very quick because, of course, it's a long story. For 2014, this is the most important year for the American Patriots. I'm in litigation with a company, okay, who sold us a house that's not good. My daughter's a witness, and I'm a witness. And we brought in a home inspector to look at the home. We presented that before the court, that they wanted their home inspector to come in. He came in, falsified home inspection, sent that to CPS. They were at our door with allegations against us that were all false.
Yeah, that's what the spy network in Nazi Germany, it was like that. If the neighbor was mad at you or a group, they would send CPS. Well, you need to sue him for a false report. They'll try to claim it's secret, but you need to go after him. So what did the CPS claim?
Okay, so she came to my house, and she said that there were false reports that the house is, well, they said I didn't have a fridge, which, of course, I did. There was a picture. My range didn't work. It did. I didn't have a heater in my bathroom, which I did. But if they were all false, I have the documents I can show you. She came to my house. I said, you need a court order to come into my home. And, Alex, I've been taking Nathan and I for a chill. And I'm going to tell you, I love you, because if I would have been listening to your show, they would have thrown me over. I would not have known what to do. I would not have known how to fight back.
Well, I'm going to come back to you after break, because this is a short segment here. But specifically, did the sheriff's deputy force his way into the house?
The sheriff came back with him, and they basically said, if you do not let us in, we are going to take your daughter away. If you really want this to happen 5 days before Christmas, we are going to go get a
court. Stay there. Okay. These people are all need to be sued. On the word of some company that made something up, here they come. But meanwhile, you can't go to that sheriff's deputy's house randomly. You know, somebody claims something. But I'm telling you, you let cable people, home inspectors, anybody in. Don't have your family there when you're there. Because most of these companies, air conditioner repair people, you name it, make more money off 25% bounties on kids and stuff. Stay there than they make on the job.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you just joined us, under zoning laws, they're going to take your children, they're going to put you in a 250-square-foot box. Communist China is already starting this. They are going to track you with the cell phones, the cars. If you speed, they're going to take your kids. The surveillance grid is meant to destroy the average person. And a lady called in, Shauna in Kentucky, to tell the story about how they got in a fight over inspections with the House dealing with companies, and then the other company wanted to send their inspector, so they did, and then she was saying they called CPS on her, saying that they didn't have a refrigerator and stuff that wasn't true. I know wealthy people that have had their kids taken because their kid broke their finger at school, and you're at the hospital, and you go, they broke it at school. And they go, we'll see about that. CPS comes in. It doesn't matter that a week later it comes out in court it happened at school, because they've already started an investigation. And they go, just sign these forms. Admit, you know, that you'll do what we say, and then you can keep your kid. You sign them, they leave. Just like the Marines said earlier, when they would clear houses, they would try to come in from the roof or whatever to flush you out, so they would have to confront you cornered. So they let you go home for 2 days. Now you think you're going to keep your kid. Now the sheriff's deputy shows up. And they're usually part of special pedo units. I'm serious, folks. I've seen it. It's unbelievable. I mean, you cannot understand the statistically the evil of these people. The special units they have in the CPS, all of it. And then they come in and go, we're just taking your daughter for a few days for an evaluation. They get them there. They give them Cokes, all pastries. They get them all jacked up, throw them into a thing with like 10 other kids. And your kid gets raped, or they beat your kid's brains out. I mean, you see this all the time. Seven times more likely to die or be hurt in CPS clutches than anywhere else. You're safer in a crack house, statistically. I mean, it is the hell pit of earth. Who would want that job even if you were, every once in a while, you weren't a bad CPS person and you were actually trying to help kids that are being hurt or whatever, because there are bad parents out there. Well, usually they're not allowed to take those kids. The court doesn't want some kid, that's all totally screwed up. They want your healthy little kid. They're going to get top dollar. And that's what they do. If this woman's child had been two, gone. 1 year old, gone. The fact that she's seven, she could speak out when they got their clutches on her, and then she could, and it's not as easy to physically hurt and have your way with a seven-year-old. That's why they really love Down syndrome kids, to get them when they're young, because no one's going to believe them. That's these units' favorite thing to torture. And I'm sorry to have to talk like this. You just need to know the government is total scum evil at the top. Its tentacles go down. The CPS is the mouth of Satan, basically, to eat your children. And this woman's saying, thank God, started crying that she'd heard the show to know how to handle them when all this goes on, or she wouldn't have her daughter. But it's time for us to stand up to the CPS. They are the most evil organization in the world. They do the same thing in Europe. I've had members of parliament on. They constantly kill these children. They constantly beat their brains out. They constantly rape them. I mean, it is just hell force level. And it's something that really gets to my guts, because I covered this a lot when I was first on air. Local news, and I would go and see them lie in court, not even put the right names on the paperwork. And the judges in Travis County over family court, literally, Judge Gemeiner and others that they build buildings after, are literal Janet Reno goblins. I mean, literally, like Emperor Palpatine gets off on people being in pain. When the families cry and all this bad stuff happens, the judge literally is feeding on it psychically. Okay, I mean, I'm telling you, I cannot be in the room. I mean, I literally, it's like being stabbed by a ringwraith sword, ladies and gentlemen. When you see them preying on the kids, and you know you can't stop them, and then they've got little potbelly cops, they're the special units, and you know what they are. I mean, when you realize you're dealing with literal scum. Now, ma'am, just tell your story in a nutshell so everybody understand what happened, because they may, not trying to scare you, may be lurking back, but expand on what happened. So now, how did the sheriff's deputy force their way in? I guess they said, well, we're going to come back, take your kid, which is a terroristic threat, because the court order was a fraud. Maybe they wouldn't get it. Maybe they didn't tell you could go to court and challenge it. They just said, we're going to take your kid if you don't let us in now. They'll use a plate in the sink. They'll use dog hair. Doesn't matter. Their facility's got kids with herpes being gang raped. That doesn't matter. They're going to find a dog hair and take your kid. So what happened?
Okay. So she said that she's going to get court order. I said, okay, I'm going to go before the judge and I'm going to argue this. Then she escalated. She goes, oh, no. I'm going to go tonight and I'm going to get a court order. And I said, well, what's the legal way to do this? And she said, I got to get a court order and I got to do something else. I said, let's do it legal. Get out of my, because what happened, it started to rain and they were in one room. I said, get out of the home. And then she said, if I come back, I'm going to bring a whole bunch of police officers with me. We are going to take your daughter 5 days before Christmas. Do you really want to do this to your daughter? And then this is what happened. She said, oh, and then she said real quick, I'll tell you. I said to her, if you were in my place and you know that somebody put false accusations against you, what would you do? And she said, I would say search. I have nothing to hide. Okay. And Alex, I'll just jump to here. At the end of this, she searched. She found nothing. She falsified documents. And because I have a master's in educational psychology, and I'm in my doctoral program in education sciences, I looked at each one on there. I said, this is not true. And so she wrote, okay, fine, you'll continue to do this for your daughter. And I said, this one's not true. She wrote continue on all of them. The only problem she had was she said I had my dogs, and she wanted me to put some of my dogs in another room.
Let's just stop right there. They always say you're guilty. They're never wrong. You might not have gotten a hardcore criminal one. They will make up anything. And once they get your daughter alone, they say, you will see mommy again when you say, when you show me the doll, and that they put things in the dolls behind. Then they bring in the doll, bring in the cop, and you go, now show us, and you'll see mommy. Then they start the video, And then you never see mommy again. And then they actually take you to the death pit. Medical science, you name it. Or they might sell you. I mean, you may be on a plane. I'm not trying to scare you, man. People have to realize the total Satan force we're dealing with. Now, you may not have been dealing with a pure demon, but one of the useful idiot trendies that, you know, sits around on this all day. But exactly, since you are so smart, you were able to deal with this goblin creature that was here doing this. But this is an example, and you notice she lied on you anyways, because you're the enemy. In Ohio, they're going to take all the children of homeschoolers. It's all, they got the bill. They're on TV saying it's illegal. In Germany, from top scientists that are worth $10 million, they take their children who don't want to go to government school. Those kids look like something out of a, you know, postcard from the 50s. And they flee here to America. They're sent back. This is the, they are coming for our children. It's announced. They are the demons of hell. Okay? They are the demons of hell. So how did it end, ma'am?
I went through. I said, tell me the allegations. I want to know them. She said, I can't tell you. They're anonymous. I said, I know who did them. There were only two people in my home. She wrote them down, and I cornered her. And I said, did I do this? She said, no. I went through the whole list. And then I told her, I want your name on here. She said, I'm not going to do it. I'll get in trouble. I'm not supposed to give you the allegations. And then I said, I
will. Well, you know what? You use law enforcement techniques, the old-fashioned ones they've gotten rid of. You say, you know, the guy's name. And you say the name of the inspector or the name of the inspector if it's a female, and you say, oh, he said, because they're lying, so you got to use psych warfare back on them only in emergencies just to prove they're lying. You go, well, he said he would do that. How dare him? And then you'll trick them and they'll say it, and now you've got them with the false report. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I got her she tore, and I got it in my hands. She tore off a piece of paper, was going to put her name on that. She goes, no, I'll write it on another piece of paper. And Alex, this is what she said to me. It's got to be my witness in front of three witnesses. She said, okay, you've got the handwriting, but nobody will ever know who wrote it. No one will ever know. And you and I both know I could bring in a handwriting analysis, and they
will. Here's the deal. When you show them you're strong and know what you're doing, they got a whole list of kids they can go kidnap. So they move on because, you know, if wolves see a sheep that's not a sheep, they're going to back off. We're going to skip this network break, go to the bottom of the hour. But this is the evil we're dealing with. Now, so this happened a week ago.
This happened 5 days before Christmas. I've been freaked out. I've been preparing a court.
Have the demons come back. Have the demons come back.
No, I went to the county attorney to get protection from me and my daughter because I realized how this was.
That's right. And now you go before the city council, you go before the county commissioner, and you go every week forever and talk about the CPS, and then other people will come to you because you'll now be a leader, and you can form a coalition with lawsuits and to drive these demons back. But that's what we need to do is organize with the love of children to battle these enemies. And then you'll find cases where there's literal crackhead babies that weigh half of what they should weigh in flea-infested facilities that they won't take because they're a eugenics board. What county, what city are you in, ma'am?
I can give that information to you. I can see the documents, but I'm not comfortable giving it over the phone.
No, I totally agree. But just listen, that's fine. I mean, just in general, the flame scares away wolves, okay? Light scares them away. We don't need to say your name or anything. But the whole point is we'll get in contact with you, and then if you want to go public, they try to persecute you, I'll fly up there. And the whole thing is I can't do this for every case because I get these calls by the hundreds a week, people crying, and a lot of times the kid's dead later. They kill their children.
Well, I was going to say, grown men, I've listened to the show for a while, grown men consistently call in crying, talking about how the CPS took away their kids and did horrible things to them. And every single time,
there have been people I couldn't help where they killed them.
It's because they sign the documents they give them, and they try and roll over, and they think appeasing them will work.
But no, these are child kidnappers that want to convince you that they're doing a good job when they are the most dangerous group, period, for children.
You need to
fact. Back. Criminal organizations.
Exactly.
Police, when you aid them, it's all coming down on you and your family. God is going to smite you. I want the police to know that are part of this. You wonder why your lives are so hellish or why your five-year-old just got cancer? It's because you did this. God is going to cut you down. Anybody that's part of this is going to hell. Go ahead.
Exactly. And the only way to fight back with this is to use intellectual tactics against them. Nothing.
That's right. You got to maintain. I know it's hard to be calm even hearing it, but what you did handling them. Now, what did the witch say? Did she say she was going to come back?
She said, I'll be back in a week and a half. The week and a half was today. I went to the county attorney, and this woman said, you won't believe what she said to me. Okay, I went to her for protection under the law. I wrote it all out. And I said, we deserve to be protected. We are witnesses in a trial.
She's not going to protect you in her demon force.
No.
Go ahead.
She,
That's what she said. She said, I know these people. I showed her the falsified documents.
They will never admit any of their people are bad. This is the essence of tyranny.
Exactly. I freaked out. I called the state police. And I said, these people I'm in litigation with, the attorney, their attorney.
Well, listen, now that you've gotten on record, they know it's a dirty trick they played. They're all going to cover each other. That's why they catch an officer that's a pedo, they let them do it. That's why they do this, because it's their thing.
And they may not go after her now that she has dirt. She may be safe, but she should get a real shark, smart lawyer that knows how they work, not some...
You need to get a hold of the Homeschool Legal Defense. Guys, put up the InfoWars articles. It has a link to them. I want to get that group back on next week at least. Put up the InfoWars article about Ohio to come take the children of homeschoolers to send CPS to all homes of it. It's Democrats persecute homeschooling parents. And then go click on the link to the Homeschooling Defense League. They have the lawyers.
They also dose up these kids with ADHD and ADD drugs without any actual screening. And then they give them more of the different types of drugs that are prescribed to treat the same thing.
Absolutely, ma'am. We're going to get your name and number, but send all your documents and stuff to showtips@infowars.com. But they're really persecuting people in the South and Kentucky and everywhere else. Now, some counties aren't run by demons. You'll be in one county and it isn't done. Because you've got a Christian, you know, judges and sheriffs and people that aren't demons. I mean, they're trying to take people's kids in Texas for spanking them when they're not even hurt. And the state police and others are going, no, that's not illegal. So, I mean, I'm not saying they're all bad, but they have special units. We had a state senator on from Georgia who called me and said, I've got them. I've got the documents where they're shopping for the types of kids they want federally. And then her and her husband committed suicide and burned themselves up 2 days later. I mean, they murdered her.
It was found in Philadelphia, the same thing, that they were purposefully sending these children to jail to have their way with them and to make money off of it for years and years.
Well, Janet Reno would go check kids out of CPS. She was caught by the police with an 11-year-old girl, but Reno ran off the road and was in the back seat vomiting on her. She was on so many barbiturates and alcohol. They took Reno in. That's when she was the district attorney.
And then we can't even get past the most simple things in the news cycle right now. We're still debating the smallest things like Obamacare, and these are the literal demons running everything.
I mean, it's what it is. Who usually rules it are these women. And then they want to be able to go get the little kids for themselves, and then they have pedos under them. And then they've got like weird liberal socialists that hate, you know, the mainline textbooks that I've read on air say the families of bygone age, we've got to eradicate it. And now they're doing it. So these people really believe families are bad. And a lot of them were abused. If they're not pedos, they were abused and mentally ill. And it's like a crazy person says, you look like my cousin. I don't like, I'm going to kick your butt. And it's the same thing. They everything looks like a nail because they got a hammer. That's why they have over 50% turnover in CPS, the highest rate in government, because a lot of people get into it for the right reasons. And they really want to help people. Because there's some good social workers out there. I've run into them for like old people and stuff like that. But when it gets into child services, folks, it's I mean, I'd say 50% demon. And the other 50% mentally ill morons. Or that's the percent that stays in. Half, over half, I think it's up to 60% in some areas, cannot be around it. God bless you, man. We're going to put you on hold. Get your name and info. John Harmon, send that to us on IM. We'll give it to do and try to keep track on this. And I'm glad you got through. And I'm sorry you're there scared of the sicko filth government. You know, you just stand your ground, let them know you're aware of them. You know, she's claiming you can't have dogs in the house. I mean, look, that's what I'm telling you. Nobody is good in their system. You understand that? Except them, who are the worst people in America. You understand? God bless you. And by the way, what's happened to her is the same system in Germany, Australia. Russia did this. They've gotten rid of this. Russia's apologized. They had the biggest orphanages. They took the kids for state training. Russia has almost gotten rid of that.
Now they encourage you to have children and pay you to do it, actually.
And tell you to spank them and everything. I mean, that's what I've got to tell you. I mean, that's because that's a government, though, that realizes they're going to fully collapse if they don't get away from the eugenics.
Well, I was going to say, it's not that Russia's even good. It's just they've come to this realization that maybe we should return to things that actually work to build ourselves up to have ultimate power. If they want to become a major world power, they're going to have to do what we did through the...
Exactly. The social engineers that run us are so deviant, it's about screwing us up. It's about, in Italy and in California, letting 60-year-old men grab 11-year-olds out of your backyard and rape them, and then it's called love.
Go into the girls' locker rooms for 8-year-olds.
Now, let's show the article in case people don't believe us. Yeah. And it's, and teach 5-year-olds how to put lipstick on in California. And if you're against it, you're racist.
And that's the people ask these questions. They say, well, why would they want to destroy this nation? Why wouldn't we be like Russia and be going to the gold standard, be paying for children because the family is actually good and more population is better and has better jobs? Why wouldn't we want to do all those things? The people in control are so warped and insane. All they want is to destroy.
Let's just say it. The Russian thugs that run that country like Russians.
That's right.
They like Russian women. They like Russian children. They like being men. And it's like you look at thug, gangster, strong men. They're like angels compared to what we have. Pot-bellied, pedophile trash. Drinking our children's souls up.
And we used to have boss hogs, you know, around the 40s, 50s, maybe even into the...
That's what the Russians are.
Yeah.
They're boss hogs.
The Russian system right now is 1950s America. And they're going to succeed, and they're going to have a better economy.
They're
going to
dominate.
They're going to completely dominate, and China's going to see them after we've built...
They're already doing... China's already getting away from one child and trying to not destroy men now.
But our pedophile system built up China, so we expect China to ally with these elite in the United States, but China's going to betray the United States elite and join up with Russia because it's going to be the dominant power, and then Russia and China are going to be dominating, and we're going to be still here getting arrested for having children with dogs in the home and freaking out over Obamacare as we're completely obliterated economically and policy-wise.
By absolute psycho enemies that say our children belong to us, Melissa Harris-Perry licking her lips with demonic glint in her eye. I mean, that woman is an enemy witch saying our kids belong to her. What a filthy piece of crap. What an enemy. What an enemy. I mean, she is a declared absolute witch.
She really is. And just look at her. I mean, here's we live in a world where you can't say, just look at that person. Look how evil they are, because that's, you know, rude or whatever, or politically incorrect. You could just look at that woman. She looks like a scaled lizard.
When I think about her, I just I mean,
all of them. You can look at someone like Janet. And
it's all about her being in power and all these other narcissist trash. Because they're all weak. They want to destroy what's powerful in America because they hate us because they know we're better than them. That's what it's about. It's about packs of weak people, dumbasses, ruling us.
It's just like the guy we...
I see you, Perry. God, I pray you be brought to justice. Go ahead. Sorry.
They'll get what they want, though. When the United States has completely collapsed, they'll revel in it and then realize they have completely failed themselves. It's just like yesterday we talked to an individual from a foreign nation, a third world country, and he was talking about how great the United States is and how, you know, capitalism is amazing. And all of his friends and family from that foreign country, they hate America and they don't get it. And they like socialism. And he was saying how amazing this was, you know, back in the 70s and 80s.
He was an Iranian who came to Austin and made $100 million.
Yeah, probably more than that. And he was talking about how great it all was and how he gives back to the community and everything like that. And it's the real American dream. Meanwhile, his family probably was jealous or something and hated it and hated the fact that you...
No, that's what it is. It's just like people that hate you if you're successful or you're beautiful. Like back when I was young and didn't, you know, wasn't out of shape, I was really good looking, a movie star good looking. And it was like other beautiful women would like me, but the average person would be real mean to me. I didn't figure out till later it was because I was good looking.
And successful people, instead of these losers, instead of the losers attaching themselves to successful people and saying, hey, you know, teach me about this stuff, let's work on this together, they just envy them and hate them and want to destroy them. That's because that's the ideology here. For example, that's why Russia is a little bit different. All the boss hogs and mafia, they have like a kingpin and they all want to rally and get into the mafia and get in on it and make all the money. In the United States, it's like lemmings just like killing each other over a dollar. They don't want to split it up. It's like $100 million. They don't want to say, hey, let's all go make more money. They just want it all for themselves by doing nothing. And they just want to get rid of anybody that's successful because they hate it, because it means that they would...
It's like a self-destruct virus has been put into the West.
Yeah, seriously, it's literal mental illness. There's no such thing anymore.
Well, that's what Michael Savage says, Dr. Savage, is that they are mentally ill. And I realize that now. They really are mental patients.
No, when I was on his show, he kept asking me, you know, why would they be transferring this nuke? It doesn't make any sense. Are these people crazy? The only answer is yes. I mean, there's literal mental illness from the top to the bottom. It's because the elite are so insane that the general public is now so insane.
No, exactly. That's how historically it works.
And that's why other countries, they're not as insane in the public. And, you know, speaking to people from, you know, other areas in the Ukraine, everything like that, they all say, you know, the United States is so strange. No one has social ability. No one can go up and talk.
No one can even talk now.
Yeah, no one can even talk. They go out and hang out and they say,
listen, I apologize to Jerry and Mike and others. If you give us your number, we will call you tomorrow. I promise. Get John Harmon, give it to him. And we'll do it. I'm out of here. I'm out of time. I'm exhausted. Great job, Gucciardi. Great job, Watson. Great job, crew. Great job, everybody. This is total veritas. I mean, I think we should call this last 20 minutes, like, you know, total veritas. I mean, powerful. We laid it out here.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of scum.
The battle plan for the
day. That hate men, hate families, and they got to be dealt with.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in a moment, we're going to talk about zombiosis in the country. That's what the NSA actually calls it. We now learn from documents from 2 years ago that have been leaked out that they're not denying, where Apple is the NSA. It is the tip of the spear, the most wide open, directly designed with back doors to track everything you do. That's why all the new appliances in the home are designed to tie into iPhones particularly, not just Droids. And I'm not defending Droids. I'm not a tech guy. I'm just reading what the experts are saying. They're wide open as well. And but Apple has been heavily involved. Folks, Apple is the most vicious, evil company out there that I can think of, except for maybe like Microsoft. They're all part of the same globalist operation. But they have the liberal trendiness. When the Obama attacks a country, it's loving. He got a peace prize. It's all part of this, oh, hi, we're NPR. We want to get rid of families and motherhood and fatherhood because the state loves you. They're really roaring, demonic goblins. They are savage social engineers that see you as prey and want to feed on you. And you've got to understand that. These people know what they're doing. I'm a liberal. You're a liberal. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. Libertarianism is liberal. Constitutionalism is liberal. It's the greatest expression of the Renaissance. Not what these people have set up. And again, they take the moral high ground. They're the good people. They just want to teach kindergartners how to masturbate. They just want to teach kindergartners and first graders they can use whatever bathroom they want. Or you don't have to be a boy or a girl. Or you can be both. We're just adults talking to you about sex. We're not creeps that pull up in a creeper van. No, we're the government. Here it is. Italian court overturns pedophile conviction. Says 60-year-old man can grab an 11-year-old out of the back of a yard if the 11-year-old in court says they like what the old man did to him, buggering him. That's out of AFP, you name it, Breitbart, Business Insider. They're all covering it. Here's another one. California, 2014, law affects transgenders, smokers, drunk drivers. Says first graders are going to be taught that they could be a transgender. People go, don't be mean to transgenders. Man, that's not even on my radar screen. I don't have anything against anybody. I'm a freedom lover. But don't teach first graders about it when they're not even thinking about it to confuse them on purpose, especially while they're having their food jacked with estrogen mimickers. That's why in public schools for 30 years they tried to make boys, you know, not play cowboys and Indians or not wrestle and do the little girl stuff. I don't care what culture it is. You get little girls and little boys out in the park. Little girls start trying to make dinner and break up sticks and twigs like it's dinner and invite you over for dinner. And, you know, they set up a little tent, a little house, and they'll say, come into our house to the boys. That's what humans do. And the boys are out running around hunting and, you know, going to war. They don't want that. That's why they teach little boys, you're cool, you're stylish, wear pink, and aren't men good looking? And man, that's pedophilia. I don't want you teaching little boys. It's like bringing Hustler in for third graders. You know, it's on record that people like Joe Kennedy would give, you know, pornography to his teenage sons. And that's actually been something that's been done in a lot of cultures. You know, to make sure your boys get primed right and start getting a little, I mean, they're not already trying to go after the girls if they're scared. I didn't have that problem. Oh, man, I tell you, I was like a wolf by the time I was 11. But the point is that that's questionable right there. You know, where you go to the deer camp when you're 11 and there's this, you know, Playboys laying around over by the domino sets and the card table. But that's when you're 11 or 12, folks, and you get taken around men on a hunting trip and there's Playboys laying over there like, hey. And they don't say go look at them. They're just there. That's the culture, though. And they're doing this with kindergartners on transsexual, gay, bestiality, you name it, folks. And that's pedophilia right there. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom line. You're not getting introduced to sex by finding dad's Playboys, folks. You're getting introduced to it by kids being put on smartphones. It's full of porn and seeing stuff that a grown man doesn't need to look at. And I didn't mean to digress off into this. We're going to get to John Bowne's report here in a moment. Briefly, the federal government has been buying tens of millions of dosages during the last Fukushima event. I think it was 8 million dosages. We can look that up. Or packets. This time they bought 14 million. 14 million treatments of Iosat that we do sell on InfoWarsStore.com that helps support the broadcast. And it's the bound type. It's very powerful. It doesn't break down as quickly. But if I had to take this during a radiological event, I would. The problem is it's not maintenance. You get sick taking this all the time. You take pure nation iodine. I personally do every day. And I've built up to taking a lot more, and it just gets better and better. Consult your physician. Take the directed amount. If you have any medical issues, again, do that. But our brand of this, Survival Shield Nation Iodine Dietary Supplement, is patented proprietary. And let me tell you, let me give you an example. If I wanted to buy crud iodine, I could buy it for like $1 a bottle. This stuff cost me $10 a bottle, okay? And I sold for $29.95, and it funds our operation. That sounds like, ooh, that's a big profit. No, not in vitamins and supplements. That's not. We need that to fund the operation, but it's very competitively priced. Leading competitors with crud iodine are $50, $60, and it's not even the good stuff. And I'm not attacking the competitors. I'm just telling you, this is half the price, double the strength. It's amazing. And you can also get the Survival Shield in bulk and get discounts at InfoWarsLife.com. But you can also get the Fluoride Shield that has five other key ingredients like Shilajit and other things with the iodine in a 2-ounce bottle for only, you get it for $34.95 when you get two bottles, or $39.95. That's double the amount, double the size for only $10 more. So it's a huge discount. The best value at InfoWarsLife.com is the Fluoride Shield. And we do have that in. We're about to sell out of this Survival Shield, but we'll get more in a couple weeks. So InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, here's the deal. With a big radioactive wave that's taken 2+ years to get here, arriving in the next month and taking 3 months to come in, that's mainstream news, Fox News, with radiation levels going up, with Fukushima continuing to melt down, with the extraction process, why do you think the federal government, for their people, this is for them, just bought 14 million dosages? The biggest one-time purchase we've ever seen. That's up on InfoWars.com. Easiest place to find it, DrudgeReport.com, right in the middle, top column. I'm asking you. Because, yes, I am supporting our operation here, promoting what I believe in. That's called a win-win-win. It gets the free speech out. It supports you and your family's health and preparedness. And it supports our entire operation to expand, not just stay at the same level or contract. Because if we don't grow, we're going to implode here at InfoWars. That's a simple fact. So thank you so much for your support, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And again, I take this daily, but you also have it in backup in storage for a radiological event. In fact, I already took some this morning, but I'm going to take more. I'm getting to where I personally take 4 dropperfuls a day, and it just gets better and better. I would not do this at first, as Dr. Group and others have said, because you will detox. I would personally take less than what the recommended dose is. Talk to your own doctor. That's what I would do when you first start for about a month or two. And then after you get used to it, it's just, man, I tell you, you've heard the reviews. It's no brag. It's just fact. Folks were like marveling when I said I was, you know, taking iodine on the air, and Drudge even put a tweet out saying, you know, look, Jones is shooting raw iodine on air. I think that says it all. Because if you do take regular iodine, it is like 100 times Jack Daniels. I mean, the way it burns and it literally makes you see spots. I mean, when I've taken it as a test of other, because we've sold out of this. I was looking for other brands, other groups, and I just couldn't sell it. And I'm not knocking it. It's just that this is perfect for children, in my view. Again, talk to your physician. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. So coming up, Apple denies ever working with the NSA after Zero Hedge put out a report on the big hacking conference they had in Germany, where and the NSA's confirmed this, and of course they're hopping mad, new NSA slides, training manuals, online PowerPoints, where they call the general public zombies and laugh at us and talk about how they're surveilling everything we do. And I'm telling you, that's the attitude. I saw a bunch of law enforcement graduates. They were older, but they were talking about their degrees and trying to go back and get another degree at Barton's, and how they were going to go work for the NSA and all on power trips. And I got in their face about it a few months ago, you know, out at the local natural spring pool, because that's the imperious attitude. What you see with the NSA is just a manifestation of government corruption. And they've got compartments of the NSA who are doing real work and really are tracking bad guys overseas, but they're compartmentalized. So iPhone users are zombies, and Steve Jobs was Big Brother, according to NSA report. And what's that been picked up by now? That's now come out of the Huffington Post. Yeah, I was telling the crew a few days ago when this broke, this is big. So I'm glad it's getting picked up out there. Print that off for me. Thank you very much. So Huffington Post, Tech Dirt, InfoWars.com, it's all being reported. So this is the way they operate. They're calling you dumb zombies. And the reason they're calling you dumb zombies is because people act like it. I've told the story. My son was about a year and a half old. We're at a La Madeline restaurant in North Austin, my wife and I and my child. And I go in to wash my hands in the bathroom, and I come out, And there's people all gathered around saying, call 911, and a woman was choking. And this went on and on and on and on. And so I said, listen, she'll be dead by then. She'll have turned purple, keel over the table. It was an obese woman. And I said, you got to do the Heimlich. Anybody know to do the Heimlich? And they were like, 911, 911. And so I said, that's it. I'm going in. And I grabbed her and almost had to pick her up, probably weighed 250 pounds, just to get the big ball of bread out of her mouth. Coughed it up, vomited some. They were all looking at me weird. Thank you, you're a hero. But also, I could feel one of her ribs kind of move. Probably cracked a rib. I knew I would get sued. So I just said, let's get out of here now. We did hardly even finish our dinner. It had just been done. We left. That's a normal behavior. A famous case in Toronto a few years ago where a woman was raped in a nice part of town and watched out of a 10-story building by everybody enjoying the entertainment, and she later died at the hospital. No one called the police for hours. You see this more and more, and this is an example. They don't care if reactors are leaking. People don't care if DU kills the troops when they use it. Wouldn't let them use it until 20-something years ago. There's a culture of not caring, and it's seeping into everything. Don't fix the railways, so railroads are falling apart and trains are flying off the tracks. Don't upgrade the infrastructure. It's a nihilistic attitude of arrogance, not just in government, but in the general population. And it'll lead to World War III. It'll lead to bioplagues. It will lead to hell being released because people lose their common sense. Now, John Bowne was driving yesterday and caught this car on fire and saw the woman standing a couple feet away from it. By the time he got there yelling at her, she was walking towards him. But she was standing feet from where it later blew up and blew pieces of the car up to 10 feet away. The video's up on Infowars.com, but for radio listeners, here's the audio of it. Then we're going to go to break and come back and talk to John Bowne. But here is his report, shot on the street.
Hey, John Bowne here, reporting for Infowars.com. I just want to show you what my commute looked like this morning. As I was heading to work, I saw a woman standing this close to the burning car. Now, you can see this is where the remnants of the fire are. You got burnt up car right here. It's all burnt right here. And, of course, where most of the hose that caught fire and caught the rest of her engine on fire. It was completely engulfed in flames by the time I left. But she stood this close to a burning car talking on her cell phone to the fire department. As I drove by, I realized that lady was in a lot of danger. So I stopped up there at that stoplight, turned around, came back down, and proceeded to tell that woman to move away from her car because she couldn't figure it out for herself. Ma'am? Ma'am? Young lady? Hey, you need to get away from that car. You need to get away from that car. Get very far away from that car. That car is on fire. There's fire underneath that car. So get away from the car.
After he yells at her for a couple minutes.
Yeah. The fire department needs to show up right now and start spraying that down. You need to get the hell away from that car. All right, good. Please keep a safe distance. Meanwhile, traffic was coming this close to the burning car. No one was getting in the other lane, as you can see from the video. And no one seemed to care about the woman who was in mortal danger.
Wow, it blows up right there.
Car,
and the cars are driving right by.
Inhaling noxious fumes and smoke.
What
and
idiots.
If she stood there long enough, she would have had to go to the hospital.
Let me tell you, if there's ever a big disaster, it's over.
It just goes to show that people really are asleep. There's a mass paralysis. You see a car on fire with a woman standing next to it. Why don't you stop and help? Because you're just as capable as a government official, believe it or not.
All right. Now, again, I've seen the studies. I've read the history books. I remember as a child, people would have instantly pulled off to the side of the road. People would have turned across the highway over to the other side of the highway because it's open grass there. I guarantee you, when I was a kid, my dad would have stopped his car 100 yards back and stopped the highway or something. I mean, when you've got a burning car, obviously about to blow up, that's what the police are going to do. It's common sense. But, of course, my dad knows how to skin a buck, run a trot line, fix a combine, drive a tractor. Back when I was a kid, my dad knew how to steer wrestle the whole nine yards. Remember being a little kid, and they'd be rounding the cows up. We'd go back and visit the farm, and remember my dad going in and grabbing the 1,000-pound cows by the horns and throwing them down to the ground. And my dad's a little guy. I think of the average person today, they don't know how to tie their shoelaces. And, John Bowne, it's amazing to me that maybe 20% of the commenters on YouTube and the votes think you were wrong to park and go and tell her get away from it, literally standing 2 feet from it. And then she starts walking towards you and you start filming it. And then it later blows up as cars are driving right by it. I mean, something's happening, and the statistics show it. You show articles where it shows IQs are dropping from all the smartphone and TV viewing. People think everything is like a television show. They don't get it. And remember in Austin, the cop that got run over during rush hour traffic at a four-way stop, what was it, down at, William Cannon years ago. I mean, it was like 45 minutes they drove by the cop bleeding to death in the road, just drove around him. I mean, these people are literally idiots. And the globalists have helped do this with the television and the culture and now want us dumbed down more, as if the public needed any help acting like cattle. And then these cattle are going to vote to take my guns, make me take all their deadly vaccines, drink their fluoride. They don't have a right to be so stupid, John Bowne. What is your take on this in the larger context?
You're the bad guy, right? I'm the bad guy. We're the bad people. Now, maybe I was a little bit harsh to that lady, but I was in the moment.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By a burning car that later blew up.
Yeah.
Give the footage. It blows up. Fire shoots out like 5 feet from both sides in the top, and there's cars a foot away.
Yeah.
They don't even get in the other lane.
The other lane. And my instinct was exactly what you said. I wanted to just turn around, pull into the median, and get in the middle of the road and help the people. Not just this lady who's standing next to her car, but the people in their cars. Because, yeah, there is a possibility that that car may explode.
It did explode.
Well, and could shoot debris maybe into a kid or into a woman, you know, going to her job that day or whatever.
Well, the point is that happens all the time with these car fires, and people start wrecking.
Where's the instinct? Where's the instinct of people to do that? And then when they see somebody do that, they go after my character. They go after your character.
And again, we're not complaining that the sheeple attacked us. It shows. Have you ever gone to the ocean and done crab fishing?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, all you do is you throw in a string with bacon on it. Mm-hmm. They're so greedy, let them start eating it. You drag them in, mm-hmm. stone crabs, I don't care what they are, regular crabs, and then you throw a bunch in a bucket. They could pile up together and help climb out, but what happens to the one crab that tries to get out? They don't attack each other till one crab tries to get out, then they all come over and grabbing and pulling back down.
That's right. Yep.
And that's what it is.
That's what it is. That's the mentality. And it's born in fear. It's born in this disassociation with everybody else's the empathy of this planet. If they can hold on to their disassociation from everything and clutch onto it to the bitter end, they can go play their video games, go into their own little world as long as they can and defend that, then they actually believe that they have some kind of truth weighing behind them.
Well, exactly, and this has happened in history, but it's mass Stockholm syndrome. For those that don't know, I've coined that term, mass Stockholm syndrome, because over the years, and of course this has been seen in history before, but the last 40 years they've had the term Stockholm syndrome, where people that are held by kidnappers, even abused, raped, you name it, they start defending the kidnappers because it's so scary to admit the bad person has you. They will delusionally, like a prostitute under a pimp that puts cigarettes out on her, will start defending him from even the families of the prostitutes that come and try to get the women out of the bad situation they're in. This is how the mindset works. And so those of us that don't want the NSA spying on us for political reasons, we're the bad guys because we're the ones exposing it. Those of us that are right about the preparations for war against the American people, we're the bad guys because we're pointing out it's happening, and the public, they want to, in a cowardly way, subconsciously, accept it and say it doesn't exist or embrace it. And so doesn't matter if the radiation levels are hundreds of times safe levels in and around Japan and coming across the water towards the U.S., just say it's fine. They told the MSNBC host, lie and say it's good for you. Lie and say it's not a problem. That's now come out. Sink's gone public about that. That's what it is. It's like, don't say it's bad to teach first graders how to have anal sex in California. That's good. It's fathers that are bad. It's families that are bad. And you're like, wait, this is crazy. This is unhealthy. This is dangerous. No, no, you shut up. You shut up. You're the one saying there's a problem. You're the one causing the problem. We're going to kill the messenger. And it shows a delusional behavior in the elite themselves now. And the type of brinksmanship and arrogance and irrational exuberance and confidence that is going to lead towards war, famine, societal collapse. John Bound, final comment.
Yeah, I'm just amazed with the unyielding conditioning that we're all under, that we haven't even got to a huge war at this point. We've got China and we have Russia and we've got these Olympics coming up with the false flags that are going to ensue. And everyone's going to sit at home and you're going to watch your big HD television. Meanwhile, there are false flags being planned by the Saudi Arabians, and we're all being conditioned to allow that to happen.
And then they'll even take our rights away when the CIA is involved and the Russians are starting to threaten to nuke Europe. I mean, what are they going to do? They start nuking us, a nuclear war starts. What's going to happen to your HD television then?
And all we are is some guy by the side of the road saying, get away from that burning car. That's all we are. That's who we are here at InfoWars. That's it. That's it. We're just trying to help. And you can't come after us and our character because we're trying to help. You're in cuckoo fantasy land.
But then they like to tattle on the cops that my neighbor has a gun that's even legal, or my neighbor spanked their kid, or my neighbor has a Nerf gun. Those are the very people that won't help that lady. They love to tattle. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off. off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.